It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Authorities said Wednesday that another large group of migrants has been arrested after illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border near Sunland Park. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the group of around 180 was made up primarily of families and unaccompanied children. It's the second time in as many weeks that a large group has been encountered and taken into custody at or near Sunland Park. A federal judge is directing Texas Secretary of State David Whitley to tell local election officials not to carry out his efforts to remove non-citizens from the state's voter rolls. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports the order came down Thursday in a case filed by a Latino civil rights group that argues Texas officials are violating voters' rights.
U.S. District Court Judge Fred Beery ordered Whitley to advise and direct local voting officials not to send letters to voters notifying them that their citizenship status is being investigated. Beery also wants Whitley to tell officials not to remove voters from the voter rolls for the time being. Last month, Whitley released a list of 95,000 people on the state's voter rolls that his office suspected were not citizens. At the time, Whitley told officials to begin the process of potentially removing those voters from the rolls. However, almost immediately, local officials found thousands of errors in the state's list. In his order, Judge Beery said Whitley's effort is a solution looking for a problem. He also said he concludes that Whitley, quote, perhaps unintentionally created this mess, end quote. In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.
As you may know, newspapers across the country are struggling as fewer people subscribe to a print edition. And while online news offers many new opportunities, others see a loss as well. Some thoughts on that from commentator Walt Rubel.
In 2012, musician Joe Walsh released the song Analog Man. The first line of the chorus goes, "I'm an analog man in a digital world." The first time I heard it, I thought, Joe Walsh has written a song about me. It was about the time I was working for Digital First Media, temporary owners of the Sun News, and had been named interim editor after Jim Lawitz left. During the process to replace him, I was told that they were looking for a digital leader to take our digital newsroom into the digital future. And no, I'm not making that up. Digital First has come, gone, and attempted to come again in the years since then, as community newspapers get traded back and forth among media corporations like baseball cards being swapped by young fans. But regardless of which corporation is in charge, the model is the same. The future is digital. Print may not be dead, but they're putting drops of poison in its breakfast every morning. And I understand why. When it comes to immediacy and the ability to tell story in a multitude of different ways, the newspaper might as well be chiseled on stone tablets in comparison to digital. Newspapers have space restrictions. Storytelling options are limited to words and photos. And most devastating of all, they only get one shot a day. The advent of online reporting has resolved all of those problems. Space is unlimited. Along with words and photos, reporters can also use video to tell their stories. And breaking news can be reported at any time, both online and on social media, where readers can get alerts to let them know something's happened. But, as is often the case, blessings come paired with curses. Space may be unlimited, but online readers tend to have a shorter attention span. Long, in-depth stories are discouraged. The new reporting model calls for quick hits that can be consumed on your phone. Videos can enhance a story, but too often are now used as a substitute for detailed reporting that gives readers all the facts they need to understand an issue. And the ability to break news immediately inevitably means more mistakes. Online reporting also allows for metrics that weren't possible with print. Editors never knew for sure how many people were reading each story in the newspaper. But now they get exact reports on not only how many people read each story, but for how long. Once again, a blessing and a curse. Not surprisingly, the freakish and outrageous stories get the most hits. Crime stories typically top the list. A mugshot of a suspect with tattoos all over their face is pure metrics gold. Stories about government corruption or the misuse of tax dollars don't do nearly as well. Unless, of course, there's a sex scandal. The biggest curse of the transition from print to digital is the simple fact that it hasn't been profitable. And the result has been devastating. Newspapers throughout the country have been gutted. Things like city and county government reporting get neglected as constantly shrinking resources are shifted to meet the demands of online readers. I recognize that newspapers aren't alone in this boat. Many industries have been adversely impacted by the internet. But newspapers are unique in the role that they've always played in our democracy, which requires citizens to be informed and involved. As antiquated as they may be, I'm still not sure what replaces the community newspaper. And I fear we'll miss them when they're gone more than we understand now. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.